Well, having been a man for 57 years, one of the things that is hard for men to do is to share our hearts. That it's much easier for us to talk intellectually or to talk about sports scores or whatever it might be. But if our beloved says to you, "What are you thinking?" most men might say, "Nothing." It just seems to be a problem that us guys have. And something can happen through the work of God's grace in our lives. There can be a conversion where we can begin to share our heart. Well, on this day, the church does a most remarkable thing. It celebrates the Sacred Heart of Jesus himself, also a man, by the way, in his incarnation. But Jesus was not one who just sort of kept his heart to himself. No, Jesus shared his heart with the world. Indeed, this feast that we celebrate today, this solemnity, goes all the way back to the 11th century. But prior to the 17th century, it was a devotion embraced mostly by mystics, those kind of weird people, who had that way of being in touch with their inner life, people like St. Bernard of Clairvaux. But then in the year 1673, Margaret Mary Alacoque received a vision from Jesus of his most sacred heart. And in this vision, she was shown his compassion and how his heart was pierced for the sins of the world, and in a particular way, how his heart was breaking for callous priests whose devotion to Jesus had become somehow hardened. Well, it was only in the year 1856 that Pius IX declared this day a universal solemnity. And when we think about the readings that we heard today, they just flow with a sense of God's compassionate love. That beautiful image from Hosea, that God is like a mother who lifts an infant to her cheek. Isn't that a beautiful image? Or St. Paul in Ephesians says we are to be rooted and grounded in love. And not just any love, but the love of Jesus Christ. And this is what makes Christianity unique amongst world religions. No other religion in the world shows us the heart of God. And on this day, the church says, oh, that heart is made so real to us. That heart. Thankfully, on that day, on Good Friday, when the legs of one and the legs of the other were broken, the legs of Jesus were not broken. Rather, says St. John, instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. St. Augustine said, this heart is the great door. And on Good Friday, that door was open, and from that door floods forth the water of baptism and the blood of the Eucharist. For this is our faith. This is our understanding of our God, that his heart is poured out so that your heart, my heart, our heart, the heart of the world can be healed. For without the heart of Jesus, we stay cold-hearted. It is only the heart of Jesus, as it said in that quote from the prophet Zechariah, they will look on the one that they have pierced. And as we look to him, when we look to that extravagant love that is eternal, our hearts are indeed made well. Think of that passage from Hosea. This is one of the most beautiful passages of the Old Testament, where we are given this understanding of God's love in a most profound way. You need to understand the prophet Hosea. Hosea was called by the Lord to marry a woman who would be unfaithful. Her name was Gomer. And she was unfaithful. And part of what the prophet Hosea was asked to consider was, Hosea, understand my heart. Understand the heart of God, who in relation to Israel is her husband. And how my heart breaks because of the people's unfaithfulness. But now we get to chapter 11 and the imagery changes. It's no longer a couple, one faithful, one unfaithful. It's now a mother And this mother is crying out and saying, how can I let you go? And doesn't use just any name. Uses a name of endearment. For you see, in the Old Testament, when you hear the name Ephraim, this is like sweetie pie. This is like those endearments that you might share with your children, especially when they were young. And here God is saying, my compassion for you is so great that I led you with the cords of compassion and the bands of love. And I cannot imagine giving you up. Oh, the extravagant love of God. The extravagant love of God that is willing to share his heart with the world. When asked, what are you thinking? He does not say nothing. He pours out his heart. And isn't this a beautiful passage, especially if you have adult children who have turned away from the Lord? You think, what have I done? I brought them up in the faith. I brought them to church. I brought them to Mass. I catechized them. They went through the sacraments. And it seems the more I call them, the more they turn away. Well, do you know what? If that's something of your experience, you're in good company. This is the heart of God. It is the heart of God that so calls us to himself that his greatest desire is for your children's conversion. Your greatest desire is for your deeper conversion, for my deeper conversion, for our deeper conversion. And when that kind of conversion happens, we come to the place where St. Paul, in wonder, writes these profound words that we hear in Ephesians. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints. And that's the thing about the saints. They get it. They get the heart of Jesus. And so how did Paul put it? That you would comprehend with all the saints. What is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height? The height means all the way up to heaven. The depth means all the way down to hell. The length and the breadth focus on Jesus' presence throughout history into eternity. Do you know how extravagant our God is? Do you know how infinite is the heart of Jesus? And let me end with this thought. We're talking about Jesus' human heart here. Not just his divine heart. Because each of you have a human heart. And you know what it is when your heart breaks. You know what it is when your heart hurts. But you also know what it is when your heart loves. That's the heart of Jesus Christ. That is the heart we are celebrating today. Jesus, true God and true man, loves the world with a human heart. And it's from that human heart that this is a channel for us to touch and to be touched by God's infinite love. Nobody has ever loved us more than Jesus does. As St. Paul said, he loved me and gave himself for me. And that is the key to the healing of your heart and the healing of my heart. For us to get in touch with our hearts, we have to be in touch with the heart, the sacred heart of Jesus Christ.